You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Comes out that Hashem arranged it exactly the same day that she decided to purify herself. So it was programmed that Yocheved Alah Shalom, exactly on the same day, to put the basket right on the night, exactly at the same day.
Same
day, same time, same place. Right. So that was programmed by Ribbono Shel Olam, that the task will be accomplished. So now, here we see that the daughter of Paro was attracted to the basket. Why?
It sounds that the baby was coming out of it.
That's not true. That's not true. It's not true at all. No. That's later.
So she saw the
baby. No. It says here that...
She saw only a basket.
Just a basket. That's it. It says here, it says, in the Kosher Chumashim, it says, Vateret Ateva, Betoch Hasuf. It says she came out with her maidens. And then she sees a basket, and then it says, "Vatishlach et amata v'tirachecha." That's all.
What does that mean?
That the Gemara. What does it mean?
The maid went to take it.
Maid took it.
Amata.
She sent her helpers to get the basket.
That's what happened.
Because
that's
what it's. Amata means that, no.
Ah,
that,
so.
That's a they say her hand. It got longer.
Who told you these things? You saw it in the movie?
Well, no. I read in one of the books.
It's a kosher book?
Yeah.
Yeah? Chazak Baruch. So Gemara discusses, what does Amata exactly mean? So Amata could mean, as you said, her maidens. Right, exactly. So the Gemara discusses that actually when it says Vatishlach, that means sent, her hand became extremely long. There's a difference of opinion exactly how long was extended.
Besides the fact, what makes her to care about the basket?
Yeah, exactly, because she bought one in Pier 1 yesterday. So why do you need more basket? It's not true. Why you blame everything on Hashem? I don't understand. Everything Hashem, everything Hashem. I'm sorry?
He made all the plans when you were supposed to do something to go through. Like you want to do something, you have to get up and...
But you're not talking about the robots here, you know, the human being. Why do we keep telling him Hashem made it, Hashem planned it?
What color was the basket?
What color was the basket? So basket, as we learned about the construction of the basket,
yes.
How did it look?
It was black.
Black outside.
Did it look like a basket, actually?
No.
It didn't look basket. What did it look like?
It was black, the tail side.
Black? Why?
Because of the tar.
Oh. Have you did experiment with the basket and the tar?
No.
No?
No.
Would they stay on the top of the water or it's going to drown?
Depends.
Depend?
If it's a basket of the wool, yes.
No, the tar will hold on the water?
Yes, some extent goes in the water, the most of it stay out.
Yeah?
Yes.
You tried it? And also there is a weight, there is like a... Probably But if we estimate like the size of the Moshe Rabbeinu of Shalom, and at 6 months.
6 months? It was not 6 months, but 3 months.
Yeah, 3 months, yeah. Now, I mean the 6 months of pregnancy. So, let's say 10 pounds.
Yeah.
10 pounds.
Well, more than 10 pounds, but Torah said she would be like a young boy.
No. Well, we're not there yet. We're not there. So, so you say it's,
yes,
it floats?
Yes.
Really? It floats? And also if you put clay inside, also it's still floating?
No, really.
Yeah? No?
With the clay and things that sinks. And the baby in it, you will...
Will stay over?
No,
it will... Will sink? What is the light part?
You have to try and see if it happens.
What is the light part? Where is the light part?
The wood part. The stick that they...
Basket?
Yes. The basket is...
But you're talking about clay, tar, baby, compared to a basket that, you know, could float. How could it stay on top of the water? Oh, Hashem again. Ay, ay, ay.
The whole Teva of Noah, gigantic, all these animals, and everything is stay on top. The hot water that was so powerful.
Right, yeah, that was wood, yeah. So now here. So now. So, well, how was she attracted to this basket? How was she attracted?
Maybe it was weird because of the clay and tar.
It was different.
So
maybe she was curious.
Mm-hmm.
Or we can say that could be that her mentality on that date was a little bit different. Because her purpose was to deny what the father believes in, that created the Nile. And she actually believed that this is the blessing of Yaakov and Olav Shalom, that Paro, her father, was a liar. So this type of mentality, you know, saw something in that basket.
She knew Yaakov Avinu?
Well, she knew that if her father goes to the Nile and the Nile rises in front of him, so she knew it's not the father. It cannot be. But she knew there's something else in it. So she knew, as you know, the history of the Egypt, that when also when Yaakov Avinu Shalom came to Egypt, we see that the entrance was raised.
What entrance?
Because he had the entrance that was very low, and he had the idol right in front of it. So people, when he would come in, you know, without a church, they had to bow down. But when Yaakov Avinu Shalom came, the entrance became higher. The opening was bigger. So this is a story they heard. Fine. So now, as far as what she did, and she felt that she can grab the basket. So one thing here is that we learn, as far as doing something positive, some type of kindness, you should never do calculation. Because calculating in a matter of mitzvah is not really permitted. Because that's not really logical. Well, the point matter here is what your purpose is. But if it's for the sake of Hashem, because whatever she did, you know, let's say if you see a $100 bill on the other side of the street, you're not going to go like this. It doesn't make sense. But she did. Because if something impossible, why even like you go like this? But she did. Because she felt that there's something good is hidden in this basket. So then we see the miracle that came about. So that's one point. So now here, back to what it was mentioned. So then it says, when she grabbed it, then she opened the basket. So when she opened the basket, what happened? It says, Vatir'ehu. So Vatir'ehu et hayelet. And what does Vatir'ehu means?
She saw him.
So now your master says that, not actually, Vatir'ehu, have to say Vatir'ehoto. As you recall, in Hakofot that we did, in time of the Sukkah, it says, Anna Vahu Hoshiana. Remember?
Yes.
Ani Vahu Hoshiana. So here Gemara says, Vatir Ehu. So that means he saw the Shekhinah. She saw the Shekhinah. So that means Shekhinah was in the basket. So she saw it. So that says, Vatir Ehu. And then he says, later, what happened later when she opened, besides seeing the Shekhinah, what? He says, Vehine nar bohe. And then he says, Vatachmol alav. So first, she saw the Shekhinah, and then this baby is crying, and then he says, she had pity on him. What happened? She saw the Shekhinah, and the baby is crying, and then she had pity on him. So now, let's find out what does a na'ar means. Hine na'ar. What does it mean? Hine na'ar boche? What does na'ar mean? Na'ar?
A young boy.
So Gemara Sotah brings, is this a positive term for Moshe or is it a negative?
Positive.
Let's say a baby that is crying like a young man. How do you treat it? How do you think about it?
Is that the situation?
Baby. You take him to the doctor?
Yes.
No?
Yes.
Yeah. So the Gemara says. It says, by saying this, actually, the Torah is creating blemish for Moshe. Baby cries like a baby. This isn't a young man is crying. Why is such a thing? And not only that, then it says after he doesn't say even she heard. Is this Vatir'ehu? No, okay. Is this a Sham'a, like she heard? So right here, there's an interesting Bereshit Rabbah. Bereshit Rabbah is Perek Aleph, Siman Koach. Brings an interesting thing. It says that the Ribono Shel Olam sent Gabriel for two purposes. What happened to the maidens here? The maidens? What happened to them? We don't see, any mentioning of them.
Disappeared.
So Gabriel came and took care of all these maidens. Why? Because if they would see that she's taking this baby, what would happen? Yeah, she would be in big trouble. So now Gabriel, yeah, all these maidens, he took care of them.
What were they for?
I'm sorry?
Because
they would report Batya to her father that she saved a baby Hebrew boy and then she would be decreed to death.
But she could make other plans so that they
wouldn't. No, but because they're observing the incident.
I know, but the fort is not such great to be killed.
Yeah, because in any other case, so then Moshe Rabbeinu's life will be in danger.
It was not their fault that they saw the...
Understand, but they were around. But they were around and they would do Chogoli for Batya. Yes, but you know, they happened to be there, so they had to be taken care of. So now, that's one thing Gabriel did. The second thing that Gabriel did, give a very hard slap to Moshe. Remember, very hard slap to Moshe Rabbeinu. So now here, actually, when he says the Na'ar Boche, why Moshe Rabbeinu was crying so hard? Because of?
Slap
of Gabriel and Malach.
Why did he slap him so hard?
Ah, so that's the whole point. So now, here, Batya sees this little baby is crying so hard that she was so shocked. Because if she was noticing that, you know, it's a baby crying. Okay, crying, so what? You know, take it and, you know. But when the right away says, "Vatachmul alav," that she had such a mercy on him because of the slap of Gabriel HaMalach, that caused such a mercy in the eyes of Batya. So now, one point that you learn here, actually, that many, or just about all these things that we go through, it's not that Hashem wants to hurt us. It's only that we find favor that, you know, whatever situation has to take place. That Hashem has to, you know, create such a circumstances that the plan will go through. So now, that's what exactly happened to Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom. There's an interesting point here that here we just learned Shekhinah was there. Yeah. And then there was a big hit in the face of Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom. And then we see Batya fell in love with this baby. So now, we know in the Gemara, it's brought that if you're sad, you're down, you're depressed, Shekhinah is not going to come to you.
Cry so hard, no. Was there and then cry.
John?
Shekhinah was there and the slap of the Gabriel made me cry. So was not Moshe's mistake that he was sad.
Fine, but Shekhinah, it was there. No, but the point of matter here is that what we learn from here is a very, very powerful point that even though Gabriel slapped Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom so hard, he was not unhappy. That's why Shekhinah was with him. That even that he was crying, it was not crying from sadness. It was crying from joy. Because he knew this slap is going to
save him.
He's going to bring him Geula. So that means as long as maybe without respect, we get a little slap. But as long as we don't lose our simcha, then Yeshua is going to come.
Amen.
So that means you have to appreciate all the slaps.
Amen.
And Chas v'Shalom, you should not, you know, lose your spirit, lose excitement. Why is a little slap? And see, unbelievable point here. Have you ever seen in the history of creation, from the beginning of the creation, that a mother would nurse her own baby and to get paid? Have you seen such a thing?
No.
Huh?
No.
And here we see how Ibn Shalom arranged it, that Moshe Ram Shalom was nursed by his own mother and
she was getting paid.
And not only that, the one that wanted to destroy the Moshiach Shel Israel, Paro, that was after Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom, what happened in the end? He was raised in the palace of Paro, and every night, pizza and sushi. Can you imagine such a thing? He wanted to destroy Moshe ben Aaron Shalom, but in the end, he was the one that took care of him. So now here, what we learn very important lesson, that actually, those that are after other people, in the end, what happens? No. You'll be the one that you have to support them. Yeah. So if you don't want to support anybody, don't hate anybody. Yeah. Because in the end, you'll be in charge to take care of them.
The more you hate them, the more closer they get.
Yeah. Hashem is like, you know, it's not a shame to appreciate all these little, what do you call it? Yeah. Yeah, to appreciate it, Bezad Hashem with Simcha, and Bezad Hashem with Yeshua, and Semachot, and Yisrael.
Listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.